Wow, it's beautiful. Just the whole landscape, it's so perfect. You can't even see the clouds forming along the horizon. Picturesque, even. Romantic, perhaps? Hey, isn't there something you want to say, to me, specifically? Oh, it's nothing. It's just that, you know, we have been in this relationship together for a while now, and you still haven't told me that you love me. You're funny. Of course we are in a relationship. Why else would you bring me out on such a trip? I mean, look at this place. If I didn't know better, I would think that you would be proposing to me. You're not, are you? No, I didn't mean to ruin it. I'm sorry, please, please tell me you are. Yes, I do. I do. No, you weren't just being nice. You love me. You do. It's obvious. You can tell me. See, I love you too. You don't have to hide it anymore. Not from me. What? No. 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 Oh. Oh shit. Oh shit. 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 No. Oh no. Okay, calm down, calm down. You're okay. You're good. You're good. Okay, so I managed to move you into an alcove for now. We'll just have to wait out the rain, and then we can get you to a hospital. Oh, don't move. Don't move. I forgot to mention, but your legs are pretty much broken. At least I'm like 98% sure. Try not to move for now, please. At the very least, I got you set up with some splints. Ooh, yeah, right about that. I kinda had to take your pants off to get the splints on there nice and good. And I might have also cut your pants up a little bit in the process, but you know that's why we always bring spares. Here. I rehydrated you some of the stroganoff. You'll love it. Heated the water myself too. You really had me worried with the whole hitting your head thing. I knew you were still breathing, but I just wasn't sure if I was dragging a vegetable or something. For a little bit, yeah, you've been out for about, I want to say, 3 hours now? How's the food? Oh, I'm so glad you like the food. You really wolfed it down. You know, I know this may not be the best time, but since you're feeling a little bit better, I kind of wanted to resume our prior conversation. You didn't really mean what you said, right? No, that's not right. What do you mean? I want you to know that these feelings go both ways. I love you too. Oh, you poor thing. You must have hit your head very, very hard. We have been in a relationship for several months now. Hey, that's not very nice. Yes, I did push you, but I also dragged you all the way into this little cave. I made these very nice splints for you. I cooked this terrific meal. You can at least show a little appreciation. Hey, I think you're missing the point here. I saved your life. If it weren't for me, you would probably have died. That's not fair. I know it's not my fault that I haven't always been very upfront with my love for you, but I'm making an effort here. I pushed you so you could see how much you mean to me. How much I love you. You see, I did this for us. Please don't call for help. You're only straining your voice. No one's gonna hear you. I mean, look out there. No one is going to be hiking in a weather like this. And even if they were, they wouldn't hear you. You haven't thought of the rain, silly. It's much too loud. It's just you and me, okay? Why can't you just appreciate it? And you should know that this alcove isn't exactly close to any trails anyway. Like I said, it was a lot to drag you all the way out here into this cave. But I did it! I did it for you. Well, if you think you would feel better that way, I bet you will be very happy with what I put in your food. No, silly. Just something extra to get you through the night. A little mix of aphrodisiacs and Rohypnol. Of course, I'm serious. I would never lie to you. Why? Because that's why we are out here. You wanted to consummate our relationship. Again with the screaming. Well, okay. Since you need a little more to fully appreciate the lengths that I have gone to for us. I really didn't want to show you this, but I went through your pack and I found this mallet. Now, I've never broken any of my bones, but I've heard and I have guessed that it wouldn't feel very good if I were to, you know, ruin some very good splints. Now, can you appreciate how much work I have put into our relationship? Say it then. Tell me you love me. It's the least you could do. Can you speak up a little more? No one likes a mumble mouth. Oh, I love you too. I love you so much. Oh. All right, on to the next bit. So when you first told me about this little excursion, I began packing a bunch of stuff. Lube, condoms, toys, Still works. But after you trip down the hill and hurt your poor legs, I think it would be best if we just stick to the basics for now. Oh, honey, you're crying. I didn't think you'd have this response, but it's pretty sweet that you're just so happy. You're making me really happy. All right, here. All right, that should do the trick. Are you happy? Your girlfriend's hands are around your perfect cock. I just knew that as soon as your cock was in my hands, you'd remember just how much you love me. Why, just a minute ago, you were utterly insane, saying some not very nice things about our relationship. Now you're back to normal. Now you're mine. You're mine again. Oh, there weren't any drugs. This is you. You want this. You were always such a gentleman around me. To the untrained eye, you'd think it'd be like you never loved me or something, but I know you. It's in the way you carry yourself. The little things that everyone else just dismisses as a baseline courtesy, the way you hold the door open for me, or the way you smile back at me. With others, that's just being polite, but with me, it's love. You've always wanted this. Please try not to move so much, sweetie. All that squirming is making it really, really hard for me to jerk you off. There you go, just like that. Nice and easy. Right now, you're probably having a little bit of trouble thinking of anything, really. Besides, of course, how much you love your girlfriend. It's okay. I'll just keep talking. Keep telling you what you already know. Okay? Good. We are meant to be together. You're perfect. Why can't you see that? You're all I ever want. You are mine. I know you're a little tuckered out from our little hike and your delicious meal, but you are going to say it. I have devoted myself to you. Now you do the same. It's all you have ever wanted to do. Good boy. But these are just words. You have to show me that you mean it. In a little bit, you are going to come, okay? Not because I am asking you. I am, but no. You are going to because you want to. You want me to bring you to the apex of pleasure. You want to explode all over my hand. There is nothing else. You are a simple creature. You want me to hold you tight for the rest of your life. Never letting go. You want me to give that to you, and I will do that for you. It's the least I can do with all you've done for me. This addiction you have to me? Well, show me how much I mean to you. show it to me. You are going to come. You want to come for me, and you will. In 3, 2, 1, show me how much you adore me. Come, come now. There you go. Keep coming. Yes. Yes. I love you. There he is. The love of my life. Oh God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to sit on your leg. I would never hurt you. No, I would never. I love you too much. I'm so sorry about the leg, really. You know I would never hurt you like that. Here, I'll let you take a breather and then we will go again, alright?
No? What do you mean, no? You're really out of it, huh? With how weak you are, I don't really think you mean it. That look on your face, that's not one of fear or hatred. It's love. I should know that face anywhere. That's all you will ever feel. Don't worry, sweetie. When we go again, you'll be back to normal. You'll have me and I'll have you. That's all we'll ever need. That's all you will ever need from me.